For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Sister Kristen Ballou, and she is the BYU Idaho devotional speaker for this upcoming Tuesday. And she is also a faculty member in the academic support department here at BYU Idaho. How are you today, Sister Ballou?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
Of course. So, you know, we're going to jump into some questions and a little bit about your actual devotional. But first, can you tell me, you know, a little bit about yourself and your background, maybe how you came to BYU Idaho?
I love being at BYU Idaho, and I feel like people's stories are always interesting about that. First of all, I've been in education for over 30 years. I'm just really passionate about helping people to achieve their dreams through increasing their education. So I taught in public schools in the early part of my career, and then later moved to Rexburg, and I had young children at the time. So I had the opportunity to teach as an adjunct faculty member in the academic support department, which is the department that I'm currently full-time faculty member in. And it was so perfect for me because I would teach one or two classes a semester, and that worked well while my children were young. And then later I did a master's degree in the hopes that I would be able to be a full-time faculty member. And that was a real challenge for me because I was 48 years old at the time that I started that master's. I had hardly even used a computer in my undergraduate degree. You know, and really, I'd only been using a computer for email. So it was a big learning experience. But then that opened a door for me to have full-time employment on campus, but it was not in the department that I had been adjuncting in. It was working as an online curriculum designer in the online curriculum department, in the online learning department. And that was a great blessing, and I did that for 6 years. And then I had the opportunity to interview for a position to teach again in the department that I had taught in before, which I really had hoped to be able to do that someday, and I actually talk about that a little bit in the devotional. But it was a fairly long journey for me. I was, before I became a faculty member full-time and got to do, you know, what I really wanted to do, I was on campus for 16 years before that happened.
Wow. That is incredible. That's amazing that you were able to, you know, just go out and pursue what you wanted. That is great. What is exactly your job at BYU Idaho, and kind of, you know, what do you do in your job, in your employment?
So in my job, I teach math classes, so algebra classes, in the academic support department. So it's classes that are preparatory to other math classes that students need to meet their general ed requirement or a requirement within their major. And it is really rewarding to teach those classes because there are so many people who have great capacity and talent in certain areas, but math is not their thing. And I love being able to help them get over that hurdle that is in the way of them being able to achieve, you know, their goals and their professional dreams.
Your devotional's coming up, and I'm sure when people are listening to this, it'll probably be right around when it's released. But your topic, your title that we have here is called In Pursuit of Happiness. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, what was it like when you received the phone call or email that you were going to be actually speaking at a BYU Idaho devotional? What was your kind of your emotions, your thought process running through your head when you got that notification?
My reaction was, are you kidding me? I received that request through a phone call, and I was just really surprised. And, you know, I'm, of course, happy to help in any way that I can to support the university community. But, yeah, I was very shocked.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty common response we get when we ask that question. So, you know, you've had some time to think about what you want to share with BYU-Idaho students. So what was some of the inspiration behind your topic that you've chosen to share?
So it definitely has been related to struggles that I've seen people go through over the last year and a half of life. Partly, some of that was, you know, related to COVID, and some of it is, you know, just experiences within my own family and so forth. And some of it just comes from observing students and just different conversations with students. And also in my calling, in my own ward, where I'm a Relief Society president. So I just am aware of so many struggles, and I am thinking a lot about how the prevalence of depression and anxiety and other troubles is increased so much in the last few years, and even in, you know, the last, you know, year with the COVID lockdown, that it's been even more difficult. So I was just thinking a lot about, you know, happiness and people's level of happiness, and what are some of the reasons that we struggle, and what are some things that we can do about that. And of course, the gospel, you know, everything about the gospel is intended to increase our personal happiness. And you can't, you know, put every gospel message into one talk. But there were just a few things that just kept coming to my mind related to happiness that helped me to kind of hone in on my topic.
For sure. What kind of role does happiness play in your life? How has that, you know, influenced you?
Well, I think I feel like I've always been a pretty happy person, but I have had some significant threats to that within the last year and a half of my life. So it's personally a really meaningful topic to me. Within the last 18 months, I lost a parent and a sibling and a child. And so, you know, really facing death, and then also just some personal circumstances of having to leave Rexburg because my husband's job change. That's all, and that's still me working in Rexburg, and just kind of getting through, you know, the daily struggles in life. So I guess I had considered myself a happy person, but then I, you know, I started to realize, oh, okay, can I still be the same person that feels happy in daily life that I used to be? So I guess I just had to think about it a little more carefully.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I feel like happiness is something that, you know, everyone is striving for. Everyone wants to be happy and be happier. And so I think your message is going to be really beneficial to BYU-Idaho students, especially, you know, in a time where, you know, especially it's been a really hard year for a lot of people. And so personally, I'm really excited to listen to your devotional and hear what you have to say. Do you have any final words of advice for BYU-Idaho students?
My advice would be that there's nothing wrong with you if you struggle. I think sometimes we have a misconception that if we're doing everything right, then it's just going to be smooth sailing. And the challenges that we experience can be a sign of Heavenly Father's love for us, of His willingness to help us to progress through letting us experience challenges. And that even though we have those challenges, that the love of God and the strength that we can feel through Christ's atonement is always there through whatever it is that you're feeling.
Definitely. Well, that is such an important message, and I'm sure that, you know, people listening to your devotional are really going to take a lot from it. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on our show to talk about it and to, you know, share a bit more about your background, who you are, and hopefully, you know, we can get some people to, you know, really connect with the devotional and learn more about happiness. Thank you.